This is Vimeo's login page. This is actually a couple iterations ago. It's one I find to be the most beautiful. But it lets you know that when you're starting out on this journey with Vimeo, that this is going to be something different. They do this all over the app. If you search for the word fart, as you scroll up and down, it makes fart noises as you do this, right? There's something different, like this site interacts with you. It's a little bit magical. It's a little bit different. And it's something that you want to talk about. You don't have to always do it with design. This is the sign-up form for Court, which used to be a social network for people who love to drink wine. On it, it says email address. It's also your sign-in and has to be legit. First name, what your mom calls you. Last name, what your army buddies call you. Password, something you remember but hard to guess. Password confirmation, type it again. Think of it as a test. It's literally a poem as you fill out the form, right? And this is the kind of like thing where you're like, oh, I like the people behind this. I'm going to enjoy this experience. Now, what does it say when you fill out a form like this, right, on Yahoo, about what the personality of this site is going to be? And what's disappointing to me is like Yahoo forces every product and service under them to use this exact same login form. Flickr, I had thought, had one of the best sort of call to actions. It was, get in there, right? This is Heroku's sign-up page. I think this is an older version. But what's remarkable about it is that what you start getting a feel for is like, oh, scaling up